opposition or conflict or misunderstanding to some of our friends, colleagues, are bearable compared to judgment from our close kin or relatives or siblings or parents. It hurts us so much when our family are not in agreement with us in terms of essential decisions or opinions. When we expect that they must be the first one to understand us, it pains us to hear words of discouragement from the very persons we love. Sometimes they are the one whom we hard to please because they knew so much. It seems for them we are who we are before defines who we are today. This is the situation that Jesus faced when he went home and his family went out to confine, control, or restrain him from preaching and doing anything in their hometown. Why would Jesus' relatives be so upset with him when he began his public ministry? On one occasion, Jesus remarked that a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. The Gospel of Mark, our Gospel, records the reaction of Jesus' relatives when he went home. They came to assist him. They no doubt thought that Jesus must have gone mad or become a religious fanatic. How could a good homebody from Nazareth leave his carpentry trade and go off to become a traveling preacher? To their way of thinking, Jesus has thrown away the security and safety of a quiet and respectable life close to his family and friends. Jesus probably expected to meet opposition from the highest religious authorities in Jerusalem. For him to meet opposition from his own relatives must have been even harder. Jesus meets opposition, whether from family, friend, or foe, with grace and determination to fulfill his Father's will. This is also the challenge for all of us. When we decided to follow the Lord, it is not an easy way. There are some opposition and conflict. But we need to be determined because that's the way we are in union with Jesus and do the mission entrusted to us. When we take life seriously in following Him, someone close to us, our family and friends, will say something negative to us, even saying, "We are gone mad and crazy." My brothers and sisters, even if our loved ones oppose, resist, and see us like crazy, are we still ready to obey and follow Jesus? Are we ready to face a lot of challenges for the Lord? When the Blessed Virgin Mary accepted the invitation to be the Mother of God, she surrendered everything to God. There's a lot of opposition and conflict bearing the Son of God. But Mary treasured all these things in her heart and followed the will of God. So let us ask her intercession that amidst opposition and conflict, people telling us that we are crazy, that we may persevere and stand still to be followers of Jesus. Let us not be discouraged, but endure everything for the sake of the kingdom, for the greater glory of God. May the Blessed Virgin Mary be our inspiration. Amidst opposition and conflict, she embraced her mission to be the mother of God. Let us also embrace our mission as father, as mother, as sons and daughters, husband or wife. Let us embrace our mission for the greater glory of God.